The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all commandments?" Jesus replied, "The first is this, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength.' The second is this, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.' There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you are right in saying, 'He is the one and there is no other than he,' and to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself, is worth more than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he had answered with understanding, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. This gospel today is an important reminder that we all need to hear from time to time, that the most important thing that we could do as disciples of Jesus Christ is to love one another. And sometimes we say we love people and we mean it, but sometimes we say we love people and our actions do not follow that. So how we behave as disciples of Jesus reflects the love that we have for God. So boys and girls, if we choose to tease people, make fun of people, bully people, if we choose not to pay attention, that's not loving Jesus. But if we choose to treat people with respect and use our words kindly and show compassion and forgiveness, that is exactly what this gospel is telling us to do. So choosing to love people is a decision that we have to make every single day. And sometimes it's going to be hard, but the greatest thing that I want us to be known for as people here at Holy Family is how we love one another. And we can't really love one another to our fullest unless we're coming to Mass on Sunday. For us children and adults, we need to be fed by the Eucharist. So when we get fed by the Eucharist, that's when we get our spiritual food so that we may have the strength to love one another. So today, Jesus is asking each and every one of us to love. So who in your life do you need to love a little bit more? Who have you not treated with the most respect? And let's just think of one person right now that Jesus wants us to love.